My patient is Diane Lovell. Diane, D-I-A-N-E. Lovell is L-O-V-E-L-L. Lovell Diane. Date of consultation is 10-18-24. Date of birth 9-21-1950. Please make copy for Carol St. James, M.D. Carol, C-A-R-O-L. St. James, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Carol, thank you for sending Diane Lovell for formal evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 74-year-old lady who has a history of snoring and possible sleep apnea, has been extremely overweight, and has shortness of breath with exertion. Period. The patient has not had any polysomnogram in the past. And she complains of some fatigue and denies chest pains, but has some leg edema. The next paragraph, past history, the basis of past history includes history for cataract surgery and implants, and history for rotator cuff repair of the right arm. She had a rectal ulcer treated in 07. C-section in 1986. Patient has proctalgia fugax since 30 years. COVID-19 infection in March this year. And bursitis is the elbow. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, habits. The patient does not smoke. No alcohol use. Next. System review. The patient has no shortness, breath, cough, or wheezing. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. There's no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next. Family history. Father died in a car accident. Mother died of old age. Denies headaches, blackouts, spells. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged five females in New York. Blood pressure is 130 by 80. Pulse is 70. Respiration is 20. Temperature 97.6. HU induced omphalic pupils reactive. My throat is clear, yes, no information. Next, chest equal movements with the extreme excursions. Scattered visas in the upper lung fields. Heart the anthem to regular normal. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. Abdomen is soft and benign, no mass, no organ, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+, no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number one is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is hypertension. Number three is history of answer. Number four is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plant patient has been advised to get a complete PFT with Bacchadali to study and also get a chest x-ray. She will be advised to get a polysomnographic study. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks or earlier if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Carol St. James. Carol Tanner St. James, MD. Thank you.